Welcome back to New World Next Week. I'm James Corbett of CorbettReport.com.
And I'm James Evan Pilato of MediaMonarchy.com, building moon bases with the enemy. We've got that story, plus prepping the roadways for driverless cars. But first, James, you know, you and I really missed out on the Vegas shooter gravy train of videos with all caps titles this week as another catalyzing catastrophic event happened and has all the groups fighting and all the speculating. So, James, I think essentially here our first story on this New World Next Week, just to lay out some possible scenarios that go a little deeper than the lamestream media would maybe have you believe about this latest divide and conquer event. Interestingly enough, 4chan, someone on 4chan, warned about Vegas 3 weeks earlier. And I will read these three posts for you. They're quite interesting. They were posted on Monday, September 11th, 2017. It's called the High Incident Project. They want to make the American public think that places with extremely high security aren't safe. He was talking basically about, hey, you might want to watch out for Las Vegas or Henderson in the coming weeks. They are trying to create more regulations. You will see laws proposed within the next few years to put up more metal detectors and other security devices. Media and politicians will be saying places with lots of police need even more police. I can't guarantee anything will happen tomorrow, but Las Vegas is on their minds. And he signs himself off as John. And then he follows up with the third and final post saying, if their plan is successful, state of Nevada will pass a law in the future making all casinos have mandatory metal detectors and backscatter machines. Soon after, a federal law will be passed to put these machines in universities, high schools, federal buildings, you name it. OSI Systems and Chertoff are the main producers of these machines. Sometime around 2020, Chertoff and OSI will merge into a single company. After they merge, the owners will sell off all their stock and make billions of profit. Mr. Chertoff, or of the devil, has been in contact with Sheldon Adelson. Mr. Adelson will become a huge sponsor of these machines, and he'll be the first to put them in his casinos when the law passes. This is my last message for now. Don't expect me to return anytime soon. So said John. Now, interestingly enough, building on this scenario, Vin Armani tweets, I think only slightly sarcastically, Steve Paddock was an arms dealer. He was set up by an arms dealer doing a real-life demonstration of their new drone toys. And to follow up on that, Mike Tokes tweets, users on Poll, on 4chan, on Reddit, have discovered flight records and a plane that belonged to the Las Vegas shooter. It's connected to an intelligence contractor whose owner previously worked for the Obama administration. So the shorthand for this Vegas investigation in some ways seems to be hashtag high incident project. In some ways, it seems like another insurance scam in some ways, where a bunch of wealthy real estate barons unload and or beef up some of their properties. Are there any big wealthy real estate barons parading around on the grand chessboard lately? TSA for hotels, anyone? And I'd like to submit right here the name HSA, the Hospitality Security Agency, so the spooks can use that one for free. There's also, of course, a massive military base about 30 minutes away from Mandalay Bay, Nellis Air Force Base, you know, where most of the East Coast fighter squadrons were on the day of 9/11. And James, I think my one bit of original media monarchy style synchronicities that I can contribute to this, besides having talked about for the last 2 years of my morning show about the powers that shouldn't be wanting all of your concerts, all of your live events. I've been saying all your concerts are belong to us on my morning show for the last couple of years. Longtime listeners will know that. Besides that little bit, the one thing I can add in the synchromistic mess of all of this, the number one album in America for the last 2 weeks is by the biggest band to ever come out of Las Vegas, The Killers. Hell, they're even interviewed on the latest issue of Magnet Magazine by fellow Las Vegan, the crying Jimmy Kimmel. So James, I don't know if you even want to step into this. I actually had some people in my chat saying, oh man, I hope Corbett will set up an open source investigation on the Vegas incident. And I kind of doubted it, James.
Well, I hope those people would go back and watch my very recent video entitled The News is a Social Construct It Is Being Used to Program You, in which I laid out the fact that in the wake of every major news incident, people understandably come and say, oh, are you going to do a video on this? I want to hear your take on it. What's your hot take on Las Vegas or whatever? And I pointed out that this is just a byproduct of the fact that the MSM is still in control if they can tell you what the news of the week is and make everybody in the world talk about it endlessly and fixate on it. And this is insidious because it gets people to play in to the agenda that is being laid out, even if they can kind of understand what that agenda is. For example, in a case like this, whatever the ballistics and the physics of this, and you know how many shooters there must have been, and what kinds of lies are being told, regardless of that, the action is in the reaction, as you always say on Media Monarchy, and we know what the reaction to this already is, and is certainly going to be ratcheting up. It's exactly what the High Incident Project was talking about. It's the scanners and all of the things that are going to be rolled out via Chertoff and OSI in conjunction with Sheldon Adelson. So everybody who's making this, giving their time and energy and effort and making this the center of their universe, are playing into that agenda where this is the most important thing in the United States right now. North Korea, that was so last week. Take a Knee, that was 2 weeks ago. Come on, get with the times. This is the topic of today, and you've got to talk about it today. And if you don't, then we can't roll out this phony solution for the phony problem. Again, if you give your mind to this, and if you make it the center of your attention, you fall directly into the trap. And who was meeting with Trump on Monday about ways that he could help with his billions of dollars to do something for the victims of Las Vegas? Sheldon Adelson. Funny how this works, isn't it? So, all I'm saying is, the news is a social contract. It is being used to program you. If you fall into the trap and run around like a dog chasing its own tail, you are going to be led around by the MSM. And I'm not going to be.
Something else I often talk about on my shows, James, is one of the main things I think I kind of took away from my years at the commercial FM stations. And that was the realization that, you know, your TV stations, your local radio stations, they're just looking at the internet for what to talk about. And essentially, the people who own these stations, they want, just like you're saying, we want you all talking about the same three stories. And it'll be whatever crazy thing happened on TV last night, arguing over the color of some dress, and whatever divisive kind of news story. They've kind of trimmed down the entire amount of discussions to be had down to just the last little couple of things. Now, of course, we will include everything we say and play, as always, in the show notes, as we always do for the last 322 previous episodes of New World Next Week. And what we like to do, James, because I, you know, knew even heading into this, is like, well, Vegas is the specter hanging over all of this. We kind of have to talk about it. But I prefer New World Next Week that's talking about the things that are going to happen, not just a constantly reactive thing. I like to talk about the news maybe before it happens. So with that, we will hop to the tweets, and you can submit stories for New World Next Week using hashtag New World Next Week. Tech experts propose reserving a stretch of I-5 for driverless cars. This via the Seattle Times, which begins with the requisite, you're dumb for being afraid of the Brave New World Order line. And then they go on through the story to tell you how they're constructing a Brave New World Order. If you have nightmares about robots taking over the world, here's something that might really scare you. Some tech industry veterans in Seattle want to ban human drivers from a 150-mile stretch of Interstate 5, I-5, and reserve it for self-driving trucks, cars, and buses. The ribbon of freeway between Seattle and Vancouver, BC, should be used as a testing ground for autonomous vehicles, according to a provocative proposal that says embracing the technology would save lives, ease congestion, and be less expensive than a high-speed rail system. Tom Alberg, co-founder of Madrona Venture Group and a board member of Amazon.com, and Craig Mundy, a former Microsoft executive, requested the plan Monday at a cross-border innovation conference in Vancouver sponsored by Microsoft. They suggest phasing it in over a decade, starting with allowing self-driving vehicles in carpool lanes. Now, Amazon, Microsoft, all of this is what runs up here in the Pacific Northwest. Again, I often say, we've got the image of being like, oh, we're all the outdoor hippies and fun-loving. Everybody works for Nike or Intel or Microsoft or Amazon. So it's kind of that's who really pays the bills up here in the Pacific Northwest. And that's a huge thing. And this is, again, what they practice on the West Coast is what slowly gets rolled out for the rest of the coast. James?
That's right. Well, actually, it's kind of funny, ironic, in that News is a Social Construct video I was just talking about, I specifically brought up the example of all the car rammings that were happening I mean, that was last month's news. Talk about old news. And I said, well, in the context of that, yeah, it'll get a lot of clicks and a lot of people talking if you make a video about each car ramming as it happens, and it'll be extremely relevant for at least 24 hours until the next one happens. But the bigger picture is the driverless future, which, of course, is going to be one of the things that they're going to be pushing in the wake of all of these car rammings. It's, hey, well, we've got to stop this. We've got to make cars somewhat autonomous so that they can kill the engine if they're heading towards a group of people or whatever. That's going to be one of the effects of this meme that's being played out, again, even in the alternative media. Everybody talking about the same thing, everybody getting on board, and they're heading straight into the agenda. And here it is, of course, the driverless car future is coming. It absolutely is coming. The only question is how they're going to roll it out to the public and whether the public will accept it. Those are the only questions that matter in something like this. So there's a lot to think about. And there are some interesting discussions going on around this. I was just listening to Econ Talk a few weeks ago, where they were talking to Benedict Evans on the future of cars and what the world would look like in a world of autonomous vehicles. And this isn't from a conspiratorial angle or, you know, a New World Order angle. This is just from what would it actually look like if we, how would our society change if, and it's not just about the cars themselves, it's about the infrastructure, it's about how our lives are centered around this idea that we have a car and we put it in the driveway and then we go when we want to, and all of this, all of that will change in the driverless future. So I'll put that podcast in because I think it's at least interesting to think about the ways that this is not just about what we think it's about. It's about the entire structure of our society, our way of life, the things that we take for granted will completely change in the event of this changeover. And that's the kind of bigger picture that I think we need to keep in mind when we're talking about these stories, because, again, any one of these, people might look at it and say, oh, you're just scared of technology, oh, you're scared of the future. No, we're thinking about the ways that our entire society is being engineered in a certain direction, and what does that, how much space does that leave us to act as human beings in the world, and how much are we being simply programmed by the technology that is using us? And that's a huge question, and one that I hope more people would put some more of their time into thinking about rather than the story of the day or the, you know, the flavor of the hour.
I'm glad you did mention car ramming, though. That's something that I'd kind of been tracking, as it were, with Lauren Coleman, who literally wrote the book on the copycat effect, which I think we are seeing play out day after day after day. The other, I think, interesting part to go along with this story in the driverless cars is something, again, a listener emailed me about earlier this year, and I looked into it because it was having one of those, we're having an open comment period. We want to pass all these laws, and we want to give you 30 days to where we act like we give a crap what the people will have to say about it. And it essentially concerns what's called V2X, or sometimes V2V, vehicle-to-vehicle communication. And they are rushing headlong into this. Spoiler alert, the comment period ended, and the industry commented, and they are very excited about vehicle-to-vehicle communication. It's essentially the Internet of Things for your car. And if you think that sounds like a big disaster waiting to happen, you're probably right. And I'll include a link to this. James, I think it goes back to what you were just kind of talking about from the Econ Talk. Not from a conspiratorial standpoint, actually just coming from old school, hardcore, car-loving people. The possible problems with V2X and vehicle-to-vehicle communication. So for our third and final story this week, again on episode 323 of New World Next Week for October 5th, 2017, after all the Gladio games and the Stratego of tension, the gangs, we know, all work together essentially behind the scenes, as we go to a story from Activist Post, who we'll mention had their YouTube channel ghosted this past week from YouTube with, I think, no explanation. Sidebar. U.S. and Russia planning to build moon bases together, and so are China and Europe. The two nations that have been seen as bitter rivals since the Cold War, and especially after the American 2016 election, in which Russia is, of course, still being accused without evidence of hacking, they're now moving to build a moon base together. This, according to Never a Straight Answer, NASA and the Russian space agency Roscosmos have announced a new partnership for human exploration of the moon and deep space. Both agencies signed a joint statement on the collaborative effort. It all stems from NASA's Deep Space Gateway concept, a mission architecture designed to send astronauts into lunar orbit by 2020. So many things happening by 2020, James. The statement sets a mid-2020s goal for the beginning of the project. The idea was first reported in January by The Atlantic before America's next top president's inauguration. The publication wrote that Trump was eyeing building a moon base, quote unquote, which is a long-standing goal by Newt Gingrich, one of Trump's numerous swamp-filling neocon advisors. This all comes as the recently resurrected U.S. National Space Council, the NSC, the other NSC, plans its first meeting, hey, today, October 5th. It was also reported back in April of this year that plans are in the works by China and Europe to build a joint lunar command for their own future space endeavors. This project more closely resembles Project Horizon, a stationary joint command structure. James, U.S. and Russia working together, and on the 60th anniversary of Sputnik, no less. Who'd have thought?
Yeah, you want to talk U.S.-Russian collusion. Here is the ultimate U.S.-Russian collusion, but somehow I don't think we're going to see congressional investigations about this one, huh? Yeah, it's a funny story, because if you drew the Venn diagram of people who believe that Trump is fighting the deep state and people who believe that Putin is the, you know, is fighting against the New World Order and people who believe that we've never been to the moon and we never can because of the Van Allen belt and the people who think that the moon doesn't exist or it's a hologram or it's under the dome because the earth is flat. If you drew the Venn diagram of all these different circles, the people in the overlap, their heads must just be exploding with this story, their brains splattering all over the walls. Yeah, let's put it this way. Trump is reviving the National Space Council, which has been out of function since 1993, and is eyeing his lunar base, and is in touch with Roscom about starting this joint lunar project. And as you mentioned there, China and Europe are already talking about some sort of joint lunar command structure or something. So this is happening, and as we've been talking about here on New World Next Week several times now in the past, it is happening. We, in our lifetime, assuming we live to, whatever, 80 years old or 8,000 years old if Ray Kurzweil and the Singularity people have their way, but anyway, within our lifetime, we are going to see the colonization of space in some form. The question is what form that takes, and I mean, is there any doubt that it is going to be the militarization of space? It is going to be a military endeavor by and for the elite and for their own purposes. And meanwhile, they're psyoping people into believing that outer space doesn't even exist. So you peons don't worry about what's going on up there. You know, we'll take care of it. So this is the state we're in. And again, I mean, this is the bigger picture. It's really the picture of the breakaway civilization and whether, you know, who will populate the stars? Will it be the inbred, disgusting, eugenics-obsessed elite, or will it be humanity? And that's a choice that the window on that opportunity is closing, and stories like this make it crystal clear.
And again, James, I think hopefully at best, in some ways, that's what New World Next Week can do. We actually talk about what is new and what is coming. We most recently talked about this, James, just back in July 6, 2017, to be precise, U.S. to create Space Corps in radical Air Force overhaul. And I bet if you go back to the show notes of that episode, you'll find the links to the previous times that we've talked about it. As we wrap up this episode, good Lord, we need a little bit of good news. So fortunately, I busted out the latest episode of Good News Next Week. This week, cord-cutting winter is coming. People are dumping pay TV even faster than has been forecast. Talk about that, plus backyard farms get connected online and some almost extinct animals make a comeback. It is some solutions-oriented stories, some good news stories. That's called Good News Next Week, and I published it to, yes, to YouTube, but also to BitChute as just a little bit of deprogramming note here. I've been still having some server woes and kind of Apple mobile device. I don't know exactly what's been going on. While I'm still under the hood trying to figure all that out to mitigate that, I'm just uploading both of my daily shows each and every day. That's 10 hours of media each and every week to my BitChute channel, bitchute.com/mediamonarchy, the Morning Monarchy, uncut, unedited, including the song of the day, and then also the daily hour-long DJ set that I do. Both of those published to BitChute without the copyright hassles and the flagging and the demonetization, which is not exactly my worry, but just to sort of sidestep all of that. So having said all of that, James, we are independent, non-commercial, alternative media, and we ask that you support our work. If you find it valuable, and you can find all of our links to our support pages, our Patreon pages, and more. James?
All right. Talk to you again next week.
Thanks, buddy. Take care.